Welcome back to another edition of Biz Talk. My name is Tony Bush, this morning in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. How are we doing today?
We're doing fine. We'd like to send out a really, really special happy Father's Day best wish to all the dads out there, a lot of entrepreneurs who have started businesses and passing things on to the kids.
Oh, yes. We have a lot of our volunteers, dads right. out there, too. So all of you score mentors who are out there listening, we're happy to have you
all
also.
All going to be pampered tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Right? Breakfast in bed.
Right.
Mom get out cuts the lawn.
Get out the spatula. Enjoy yourself.
Go fishing.
Right. Do your thing.
So happy Father's Day to all you dads. Randy, we have a great show this morning. We have in the studio Andrea Hogan, owner of My Happy Place Gifts in Neenah, and Sandy White, owner of Botanical Indulgence, a natural boutique in Neenah. And we're going to hear about how they started. And we're also going to hear about a group that they've started called the Neenah Westside Women's Group.
Right, right.
And it's going to be a good show. So we ask you to stay tuned. We'll be giving out the phone number later for you to call in and ask the ladies questions. And in the meantime, though, we want to just mention some things about our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. SCORE is a national organization. We have a local chapter, number 362, and we service an 8-county area from Appleton down through Oshkosh into Fond du Lac. We have about 40 dedicated mentors, counselors, who provide free business advisory services to entrepreneurs or those who are thinking of starting a business. So if you have questions about IT, HR, retail, banking, legal, marketing, give SCORE some consideration as a resource for your business. And you can reach SCORE by going to foxcities.score.org. You'll find the local SCORE chapter website there. If you're interested in signing up with a mentor, please fill out the application on the website, hit the send button, and someone will be contacting you in probably about 4 or 5 days.
Right.
Randy, we also do things in a SCORE chapter like training sessions. We have other things going on, and right now we're in the middle of Simple Steps.
Correct. The Simple Steps program is a 5-step program designed by SCORE to help small businesses who are thinking about getting started, have been started for a while, have some problems that they're trying to work with. Each step takes you through some of the important things you need to do, either to work with a brand new business plan or to take your current business plan to the next level and make it work. We have had 3 of the sessions already, but we do have this coming Wednesday night, session number 4, which is on financial projections, probably one of the most important things in
right.
your business, what all those numbers are supposed to mean and
balance
why
sheet,
you need them.
Income statement, projections,
and your favorite cash flow. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely. So we'll be doing a lot with those. The cost is $25 for each program. If you are interested in attending the last 2, that's this week and next week on Wednesday night, you may do so as a walk-in, or you can register at the SCORE website. The registration says $25, and the program runs from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's held down at the chamber office. We would ask that you get there between 5:30 and 6 so we can get the program started on time.
Yep.
But yeah, we'd be happy to have you there. The other program coming up in the future, we're going to be setting up August 16th. That's another another morning program, that we're going to be doing just a special program on business law. It's going to be a questions and answers on the pitfalls and errors that people make in starting a business, as far as legal questions that you need to have answered. Our guest speaker is going to be Kevin Eisman from Epiphany Law. And as I said, that's going to be on August 16th. It'll be from 8 to 11 a.m. At the chamber office. Again, registration online at the SCORE website. And that particular program is going to be $35 each. So, again, if you have more questions about that, just go out to the chamber, the SCORE website, and that would be at www.foxcities.score.org.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I got it through that time. So, anyway, please join us there.
Yep, and another note on this coming Wednesday's Simple Steps program on financial statements. Each of the people who are attending get a disc that night, and it has all the spreadsheets and all the templates on it
right.
with the case study. So
Extremely.
They can take that back, and they can put their own numbers into
right.
those spreadsheets and get familiar with understanding financial statements.
Right. Extremely valuable to anyone in business or thinking about planning
mm-hmm.
a business.
Yep. Thanks, Randy. We'd also like to say a special thank you to our sponsors who help bring the program to you each weekend. We really appreciate the support they give to the BizTalk program, and we get them to participate in our program each four times a year. So we'd like to say thanks to Associated Bank, Alberts & Haling CPA firm. They have an office here in Appleton and one in Green Bay. Lakeview Credit Union, with offices in Neenah and Appleton. A special thanks to Herling Clark Law Firm. And we want to say thanks to the Business News for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical Business News. If you're not subscribed to Business News, you should be. For $20 a year, you can keep current with what's going on in the business environment in East Central Wisconsin. And also a special thank you to eBiz Results for helping us with our new website. Our new website is at biztalkwithscore.com. The address did not change, but if you want to go out there and visit a neat website, go out and visit biztalkwithscore.com. Also, if you have a question for our guest this morning, you can either call us, and I'll give you the numbers in a minute, or you can email them in to biztalkwithscore.com. Randy is live on the computer this morning, and we're starting to learn how to do these questions live, just like Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity do.
Yeah, yeah. Except not quite as well just yet. But yeah, come on out to the website. We have plenty of opportunity for you there.
Yep. So with that, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll start our conversations with our guests this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Welcome back to BizTalk. Again, my name is Tony Bush. We're in the studio this morning with two lovely ladies who own their own businesses, Andrea Hogan, who owns My Happy Place Gifts, and Sandy White, who owns Botanical Indulgence, a natural boutique.
That's easy for you to say, Tony. I'm glad you're picking up where I left off the other day.
And they happen to be located in Neenah, and they're right next to each other in the same outlet. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Welcome to the studio. Tell us a little bit about your business and how you got started and what you do there.
Okay. Andrea, yeah, you can go first.
I should go first?
Sure.
Okay. Well, mine is in January of this year. We sell everything, I say soup to nuts, but it's a very eclectic, unique gift boutique. We sell everything from women's fashion accessories to include handbags, jewelry, scarves, really cute caps, two fun wine glasses, really clever mouse pads, home accents. We have a body care line from Good Earth and their candle line, puzzles, cards. So, you know, very wide, vast variety of gift items for you to give or to give to yourself.
Wonderful.
There you go.
Okay.
Sandy?
Sandy, you're up.
Well, Botanical Indulgence is a natural boutique, and a lot of people don't know what a natural boutique is. We kind of coined the phrase ourselves, and basically everything in this store is plant-based. So essential oil-based products, no synthetic fragrance. We avoid harsh chemicals. So the inventory includes bath care, spa care. We have three lines of natural cosmetics, three lines of natural skin care. Then we also are part of the specialty tea institute. So we are tea professionals, and we carry a full line of loose leaf teas as well as herbals. Mm-hmm. And we also have holistic healing, which includes homeopathy, aromatherapy, flower essence therapy. Then we have beautiful sterling silver jewelry, and that we say is for the mental health.
Very good. Yeah. And where are you located?
We are, Andrea and I are both located in Westtown Plaza, which is directly behind Culver's in Neenah off of Winneconne.
Okay. How long have you been there?
I've been there 3 years. I've been in business 9.
Okay.
And we opened in January in that location. Prior to that, we were in Grand Chute, and we've been in business over 5 years.
Okay. Great.
I was just going to ask Sandy a quick question. You used a term there that I'm not familiar with. That was the homeopathy.
Yes.
Could you kind of just tell us what that means?
Sure. Homeopathy is alternative medicine, and it is actually one of the only alternative medicines that the FDA regulates.
Okay.
We carry a line that is sublingual. You spray it underneath your tongue. And unlike herbal medicine or tinctures that you're adding a chemical or plant chemicals to the body. This is more considered vibrational healing. It's based more on quantum physics.
Oh my goodness.
So basically you're working with the energy of the body to balance the physical. What I love about it, because I come from the pharmaceutical industry, there are no contraindications with this line.
Okay.
Even with herbal teas, if you're on allopathic medicines, there can be contraindications.
Okay, so this, I'm going to let you go with that rather than me trying to go with that. Yeah, because you have the background in the product. Wonderful stuff, like interesting stuff, though.
It is, and it's very effective. We've had great success with it.
Well, as we do on our program, we'd like to explore how your businesses got started. So, Andrea, would you like to go first? And if you'd like to give us a little background of maybe what you did before you started your business, don't have to name anybody if you don't want to, but just what prompted you to take the plunge and become an entrepreneur?
Sure. Well, my background really is in the human resources field. Mm-hmm. So I came out of UW-Stevens Point and worked really for one organization for my entire career and grew my career there. So I started out, you know, in benefits and then took on compensation. You know how that goes, and you just kind of...
Climbing the ladder.
Yep, kind of climbing the ladder. And I had been there about 16 years, and I was very unsettled. You know, I enjoyed what I was doing. I enjoyed the people I worked with for the most part and things, but I'd kind of like the job responsibilities were kind of like, okay, we're going to acquire another company. So it's like, okay, I've been through that process before. It's just a different company. So I just was unsettled. And basically we went through really one reorganization too many, as can happen often in large organizations. And I had just decided at that point, the opportunities that were open to me, I decided it was time for a change. And I'm unique, I think, in that I am not the type of person that had always dreamed about opening my own business.
Okay.
It just kind of came to me that, you know, I was looking for a challenge. I love to learn. I'm curious by nature. So what I did at that point is I enrolled in the eSeed program over at Fox Valley Technical College. And that really is where I went and I did my business plan and started thinking about it. How I got into retail is really, and this will sound funny, but I mean, I love to shop. I love to shop. And I loved the experience of shopping and the environment you could create for your customers.
You probably noticed how people you were shopping at were presenting to you.
Exactly.
The differences in how you could maybe make it a little better.
And that's a big part of it is I thought in the Valley there really weren't a lot of very unique shopping experiences to be had. A lot of big box stores. Not a lot. At this time I'd gone into the home furnishings primarily is what we were selling. Not so heavy on the gift side when we initially started. So I thought that it would be a great opportunity to learn about business, kind of to satisfy that entrepreneurial yearning that I had. And just expand my wings and eventually maybe take that experience and go back and, you know, back into the corporate environment if that would be a good fit for me.
Good step. Good step for you.
You know, I'm not the kind of person that has regrets. So there are definitely things I would do differently. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But I have looked at every step as a learning curve and being able to expand.
An adventure,
exactly. And it can be painful adventure at some points. And we've, you know, had our struggles. Being a brick and mortar retail and, you know, this recession has been very challenging for all of us.
Okay, you said you had been much more in the area of like furnishings and that thing type of thing, and now have gone more into the gifts and so on. Was that because of customer demand, or do you look at the trends, or what caused you to make a shift like that?
Yeah.
That's pretty drastic.
Yeah, what happened with us is we had actually started out as a company or a store called Home Things, and it was primarily home furnishings based, higher end product, a lot of wall decor and larger, you know, accessories for your home, higher price points. With the recession about a year and a half in, you noticed, we were just getting established. So we didn't have a lot of patterns to really, you know, know what to expect. But we definitely noticed a drop off in that type of purchasing. So we headed more into the gift spectrum, if you will, in the lower price points. So about a year and a half to 2 years in, we determined that Home Things just wasn't that really wasn't where our future was going to be for a number of different reasons. Mm-hmm. But we were going to head more into the gift sector, which we had done well in the home things. Right. But there was some confusion. So like home things, well, this is more gift oriented. Right. There was some brand.
Refocus a little bit.
Yeah, confusion. So we actually rebranded our company at that point to My Happy Place Gifts, which is a big challenge in and of itself because you've got your established customers who want you to still do the home accents piece of it, and then you're trying to still build your business. And a lot of things changed, too. I mean, TJ Maxx Home Goods came in during that time, and we can't compete you know, with those big box.
No, and that's something very, very important to the smaller entrepreneur is to be able to pay attention to trends, pay attention to what your customers are asking for, and understand exactly what it is you do.
Right.
There's so many small businesses that continue just, no, I do this, I do this. And your customer keeps telling you, no, you don't. I want this. So listening is the most important part of your job. Outstanding move.
And too, from a personal perspective, I was finding that people were coming to me for interior decorating advice.
Okay.
And that's not who I am. Mm-hmm. I'm a merchandiser.
Right.
You know, more so than I am. I'm not trained to go into homes and teach people how to decorate. I can do it in my home.
Right.
And that's part of my allure to that field. But it wasn't, so even for me, it wasn't a fit. I wasn't happy doing that. And I could understand why they would think that's what we would do. So it just wasn't a good fit.
Yeah, we have to take a quick break right here. We'll come back on the other side, continue our conversation. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with Andrea Hogan, owner of My Happy Place Gifts. And we just heard a little bit about Andrea's evolution from corporate America into starting her own business and how she transitioned from a location in Grand Chute into Neenah. I'd like to hear Sandy's story. Good morning, Sandy. Can you tell us a little bit about Botanical Indulgence, a natural boutique?
Yes. I began in retail a long time ago, and when I did very well and continued to get promoted into management, and through those years, I put my husband through college. And when he graduated, he said, okay, it's your turn. So I went to college as a older student, and I got a plant physiology degree. I loved sciences. So after that, I started working for Abbott Laboratories, a pharmaceutical company, and then went on to work for Novartis Consumer Health, and still in the pharmaceutical and sciences. And my husband said to me one day, you know, are you happy in your job? Because through all this time, I was working with aromatherapy and herbs and that side of the plant health industry on my own, just for my own pleasure and interest. And I said, well, I'm comfortable. And he said, well, if you could open your own store, knowing that I had a long, successful retail background, what would it be? And I said, it would be this, 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 and this. And I knew exactly what I wanted to do when he asked me. And he goes, okay, go ahead, do it. Quit your job and go ahead and do it. And then I started to stutter. It's like, reality.
Really?
<huh? laughs> It was pretty scary. And it took about a year for me to do the research to get the inventory with the criteria that I wanted. And that was 9 years ago. And we are continuing to grow. And we do have a strict criteria for our inventory because I'm sensitive to synthetic fragrance and so is my husband. And I used to make all my own skincare products, which is a lot of work, by the way, just in case if you ever want to try it. And I thought it would be great to have a retail facility where people who had sensitivities, who were interested in being more chemical-free in their home, in their body care, to come to where they could shop and not have to have a science degree to read the labels. And that's what we work with. So we have to watch our vendors closely in case if they get sold, the companies get sold, and then they try to adulterate the formulas and change the natural essential oil scenting to synthetic fragrance. So that's part of our ongoing struggle with our inventory. But we made that commitment to our customers that we would keep up on that so that we could make sure when they came in, we would have products that would fit their needs.
Sandy, like Andrea, you indicated that you relocated your business.
Yes, we started on South Commercial Street in Neenah, mm-hmm. And we are more of a destination location because we're kind of a niche store. However, we really saw west side of Neenah growing in a retail aspect. And coming from opening stores for large corporations in retail, location is so critical. And I wanted to get to the west side of Neenah. I wanted the access, easier access to Highway 41 and so on. And so we made that move about 3 years ago. And our business just grew. It was very, very exciting because it's scary moving a business, as Andrea can indicate too. And it was a chancy thing, but it paid off for us. We're very happy.
Being a resident of the area until about 2 years ago in Neenah, the concept was there was no life west of Highway 41. Then with the changeover with Kohl's and all of the rest of those stores coming in on that side, suddenly people realized you could get there without having to do a day trip or something like that. So excellent location. The other thing I noticed, are you finding, Sandy, that you're demand for your products is growing, more customer awareness, people are becoming more and more aware of the different types that of products you have?
Absolutely. In fact, I have to really watch Dr. Oz, because every time Dr. Oz talks about a tea or a neti pot, we get people in the store. So I think because we're seeing it on a more national level awareness, even with tea drinking, in the United States, we are the least of the tea drinkers because we do specialize in specialty teas.
Randy, what's a neti pot?
A neti pot is kind of a unique device you use when you have a sinus problem.
That's right.
For those of us who have hay fever and so on and cannot take
nasal flushing.
Yeah, I can't take regular drugs,
right.
And so therefore that's the only
very
way.
Good.
So
that was just off the cuff.
I understand. Just that was a test. I passed. Okay, that's the
very
first
good.
One I've passed so far today. Okay. Andrea, I was going to ask you a question there, too, as far as, you know, both of you have unique products. I noticed that you advertise differently as far as how you use your website. Instead of having a regular one, you have a different way of doing it. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we did have a website when we were the Home Things brand, and it just wasn't doing anything for our business.
Okay.
It was very static. We had a 5-page website. So, and even just trying to keep it current. And then doing the analytics. So, you know, seeing how many, you have to do that. You can't just put something out
right.
there and just wonder if it's working. You have to have a process in place to measure these things for results. And you're paying, you know, to keep that current and to, for the, you know, storing that on the servers and all of that stuff. So when we rebranded, that's when we dropped our website. And we really use Facebook as our primary portal. It is so versatile. First, it's quote unquote free.
Mm-hmm.
It's not free in terms of time commitment and that kind of a thing, but it's so with the videos and photos and the interaction you can have.
Flexible,
very,
updatable.
Very flexible. Now people can message you directly on your Facebook site. Yeah, you're having conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You're having a conversation with your customers or potential customers. So,
okay. One of the things with using Facebook, people need to have a actually sign in to get to you. Do you find people have a question with that?
Well, actually, what will happen, Randy, for example, if in Google, if you put in my happy place, because I test this kind of to see how we come up in the search engine optimization.
Yep.
If you put in my happy place, very often we come up in the top five on Google. And you don't have to be a Facebook member to see our page.
Okay.
You would have to be a Facebook member to like our page or to interact with our page. But you can see all of the posts that we do. You can see all of our information in terms of store hours, how you contact us, our product, you know, photo albums and things of that nature.
Great.
So,
I'd like to give out the phone numbers here, Randy. If anyone has a question for Sandy or Andrea, you can reach us in Appleton at 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, please call us on a TDS Metricom toll-free line, 1-866-887-1150.
And also, don't forget, if you are a little, problem with going on the phone, you can contact us through our website right now. If you want to go back out to www.biztalkwithscore.org. And give us a contact there. I'm sorry, .com. I blew that one again. Okay, yeah, biztalkwithscore.com.
Yep.
And we can take your comments that way, too.
And if anyone calls in with a question for one of the ladies, we have a book for you this morning called Winning Ways for Life, written by Mao Nguyen, who's a SCORE mentor, also a Fisk volunteer. It's a great story about his personal experiences in life, He was close to suicide at one time. He worked himself out of that. And he writes about financial and spiritual balance in your life. Don't focus too much on money. Don't focus and don't ignore money, but have a good, healthy balance. Ladies, you told us a little bit about a new organization that you're forming on the west side of Neenah. I believe it's called the Neenah West Side Women's Group. Did I get that right?
Well, and there's kind of two groups.
Okay.
It started, I'll start it off and then Sandy can finish that off. It basically started in our plaza, in Westtown Plaza. We have four female-owned businesses: Sterling Gardens and Gifts, Motion Works Physical Therapy, My Happy Place Gifts, and Botanical Indulgence. So the four of us as women were like, we can really work together and let's get some synergy going. And so we started meeting monthly, roughly, and planning ladies' night events. Mm-hmm. So it kind of started out more as a marketing, you know, group, so how we could market our businesses jointly and be more effective that way. And then it kind of grew into a Neenah Women Business Owners Group. And Sandy, if you want to talk a little bit about that.
Well, it was actually Andrea's idea to get Neenah businesses women together that had a brick and mortar retail store, because it is a different animal than some other businesses. So we meet once a month for more of a round table discussion to support one another. Because mm-hmm. as a business owner, you don't have somebody there patting you on the back saying, good job. You know, right. So it's really helpful to have these other business women who are experiencing some of the same things.
Well, we have a caller on the line. Good morning, Nancy. Do you have a question for the ladies?
I do. I have a question for Sandy.
Yep.
I'd be interested in hearing more about her teas, the benefit of teas, and how many teas she does have in stock.
We have about 200 different types of tea. Now, we do rotate them. And when I talk about tea, I'm talking about white, green, black, oolong, and pujang, and pu'er. We also have herbal teas as well. So there's health benefits that are associated with all of the different teas. So when someone comes into the store looking for specific health benefits, we lead them to the teas that would benefit their needs. If they're just looking for some tea to enjoy, mm-hmm. then we show them the different flavors. And we have a brewing bar, so anybody can come in and we'll brew any tea for you to taste before you would purchase it. So all tea has health benefits. It's specifically what type of health benefit you're looking for.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Ladies, how do the folks get a hold of you if they want to follow up and ask a question next week or come and visit you or call you up? How do they reach you? Andrea?
Well, for My Happy Place Gifts, primarily Facebook is that's where all of our information
okay.
resides. I am very much an email person, yep. so our email is info@myhappyplacestore.com. Our Facebook site is facebook.com/myhappyplacestore.
Okay.
And certainly come and visit us
yep.
If you're able to.
Great. Sandy?
Same thing with me. I do like to use the email for questions, and they can email me at sandy@botanicalindulgence.com. And we do have a phone. Sometimes, it gets a little busy. It's 725-1380. However, I agree with Andrea. Come visit us face-to-face so that we can help you figure out your needs is always the best.
Okay, and if you didn't get all of the numbers and so on, we will be putting those out on the mm-hmm. website for you, too, so you can pick those up to be able to contact the ladies if you have questions there.
Good. Ladies, you mentioned something in the pre-show discussion about brick and mortar and how that's a challenge. Would you like to expand on that? Because the listening audience, a lot of folks are probably thinking, I'd like to start a retail business. What's brick and mortar, and what are the variations of that? What does it mean?
Well, brick and mortar essentially is we are paying for our space.
You're building. It's a building.
Yeah, it's a building, and in both of our cases, we lease space.
Mm-hmm.
We don't own the spaces. But it's a challenge because that is like a huge drain on your cash flow, obviously. It's one of our biggest expenses, you know, aside from inventory. So it's really a unique business model that there's been an effort to call national attention to these businesses through a project called the 350 Project,
mm-hmm.
for example, which is really asking people to think about their locally owned brick and mortar independent businesses. So that wouldn't include home-based businesses, franchises, big boxes, certainly not online. Mm-hmm. It's the folks that, like us, who have to pay for the space in
someone
order to...
Someone in your own neighborhood who's running a business.
Exactly. Yep. And really what that project is, it's asking consumers to pick three local businesses that they don't want to see go out of business, pick three local businesses, and spend a combined total of $50 a month in those businesses. So it's not $150. It's just $50. Mm-hmm. And maybe 1 month you spend it at one of those local businesses, the entire $50, or maybe you spend $25 at Sandy's shop and $25 at my shop, for an example. It's just to remind people to keep local independent businesses in the mix when you're making product or service purchases.
Right. Fantastic idea.
And that also keeps the money in your community.
Right.
And they break that down because when you purchase something online, that money goes out to another state. It does not stay in your community. So.
Yep. We have to take our last break right now, ladies. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Now, welcome back to the final segment of Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Andrea Hogan, owner of My Happy Place Gifts, and Sandy White, owner of Botanical Indulgence, a natural boutique. If you have any questions for them, we have a few minutes left. You can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 1-866-887-1150 if you're outside the Appleton area. We were talking a little bit in the previous segment about the importance of brick and mortar. It's expensive, but those come with leases. People need to sign a lease with a landlord. Would you like to share any insights or experiences you have about how do you deal with a lease and deal with that landlord?
Well, everything's negotiable, and you have to look at your business plan and what you want to achieve. And even if it's the best location in the world, if you can't afford it, you're not going to be able to stay in business. So that's number one. And let the person know that you're dealing with what you need and what you want, and don't be afraid to ask.
Mm-hmm. I would second that. And I think it's having open lines of communication because in our case, our landlord is local. Mm-hmm. So especially when they're local, they understand the market. They understand, you know, what you may be needing and things like that. And they're willing.
Flexibility.
Yeah, there is a flexibility there. But I think you just need to stay in contact. It's all about communication.
Okay. I know people who've gotten into some things like that where the base square footage is very inexpensive, but all of a sudden you find out it's a triple net lease, which means you pay for everything and everything and everything, and the cost just kind of tripled. One of the things also, did you have the lease, did you just look at it yourselves, or did you actually go to an attorney and have someone just read it over for you?
For our initial lease, we did have legal review.
Legal advice.
Then after that, when we relocated to our new location, we did it on our own because we kind of got that. You learn what to look for.
You knew what to look for then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But using an attorney is a good advice to anybody who's first time on a lease to make sure you understand what's all in there.
Well, Kevin Eisman, doing the presentation at that event in August, often says, people come to him with a signed lease and they'll ask, what do you think of this, Kevin? And Kevin says, doesn't matter. You signed it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're obligated.
Yeah. If you haven't read it, you are stuck with it. So be very careful. But, you know,
kind of like something going on in Washington.
Yeah. We were talking about your situation there, too. The types of businesses are very important in the location that you go to, not just, the lease itself, but who's next to you and how you can work together. You were saying something about that. That's how you guys work as far as marketing.
Right. We the four businesses, women-owned businesses in the plaza, we all support each other. We send our customers to their facilities. We talk up their facilities. And we all shop at each other's facilities, too, which always helps, too. So very supportive, a great group.
You really need that energy to be successful in business today, advocating for each other.
Yep.
Yep.
Right.
Well, as is our custom at BizTalk, we ask our guests to leave a little biz tip, a pearl of wisdom. Something that might inspire the listening audience or help them avoid an issue that maybe you dealt with. Who'd like to go first?
I think the one thing that I learned early on is numbers don't lie. So watch your numbers because you can have a business or you could have a very expensive hobby.
Very well said. And that means having a budget.
Yes.
Understanding financial statements and having metrics to measure how your company is doing.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Andrea?
And I guess on mine, I would go on the more of the personal side. That is extremely important because
sure.
if you're not watching those numbers. But I would recommend that you really need to surround yourself with good people. And that means you need ground level support from your family members, whether that's a spouse, children, significant other, friends, because you need a warm market. You really start your business off with that warm market, and then they become brand ambassadors for
mm-hmm.
you.
Yep.
Very critical. All of your service and providers and vendors, really look at, are they supporting your business, or are they just providing you a service and not, you know, helping expand your business, promote your business? Do they shop at your business?
Mm-hmm.
I've changed vendors because, yeah, I can, you know, this person can do accounting for me, but I can go to this person. They actually love my business and want to talk about my business and
yeah.
grow it with me.
When you said vendors, a lot of people automatically think just your suppliers of your equipment, but you're talking about vendors, people that you do business with for all various types of services.
Right.
Wonderful
if,
idea.
If you're paying an accountant, if you're paying an accountant yeah. for services, it's nice for them to stop in and spend some of their money back in your shop.
Right.
Well, that concludes our program this morning. Thank you so much, ladies, for being on the show.
Thank
it's
you.
Really a good program this morning. Randy, one more thing about Simple Steps. We have about 30 seconds.
Okay, just the only thing I wanted to mention, yeah, we do have our Simple Steps program going now, but I also would like to remind veterans out there that SCORE now has the Fast Launch Program through SCORE for veterans. So go out to the resource area on our website, take a look at that program for you. It provides you with free access to things like Simple Steps. So again, to the veterans out there, take a look at the Fast Launch Veterans Initiative for SCORE.
Thanks, Randy. That's our program for this morning. We'll talk to you next week. You've been listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.